A federal appeals court in San Francisco has refused to reinstate President Trump's ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations. We'll get the details in just a minute. Meanwhile, friends and family welcomed a Syrian refugee named Jada Al-Halabi at SeaTac Airport yesterday. Speaking through an interpreter, she said it was the best day of her life.
We're very thankful that we're now back together and just to be as we were before, my family. And thank you to everyone who helped my family.
Jada Al-Halabi is 7 months pregnant. Her mother, father, and two younger siblings arrived in Seattle after fleeing Aleppo. But Jada wasn't able to meet them because her flight was canceled when Trump's travel ban initially took effect the other week. Now that the ban remains on hold, the family feels grateful about being reunited in their new home.
So the mom said that she'll call America the land of miracles, and the dad said that today he was assured that the United States is the land of liberties and land of justice, and that the law is above all.
The Al-Halabis are among more than 230 Syrian refugees who have resettled in Washington state.